Let's hear then from Andrew Ogden. He's campaigns manager for CPRE Protect Kent, who took part in the public inquiry. Andrew, first of all, will you challenge this?
I think it's still too early to say whether we're going to raise a challenge to it. There's quite a considerable amount of documentation to go through. I think we would want to see whether due process has been followed and whether the arguments that have been put forward by the inspector are sound.
But you've always disputed, though, haven't you, the growth projections for the airport?
That is something, yes, you're quite right, that we have disputed. And in fact, we are disputing the growth projections not just for Lyd, but for a number of other airports. In particular, all the arguments for a Thames Estuary Humber Airport. We've always maintained that the projections for growth are vastly exaggerated and never likely to be met, even before we had the financial crisis. And so the projections for the future are likely to be very diminished.
Let's take a look at a couple of things, though, about the environment and the sensitivity. You believe that there is a problem there because of where Lyd Airport is positioned in proximity to the bird areas on the marsh, but also the nuclear power station.
Well, yes, the issue of the nuclear safety has always been raised, and as people may know, this at the inquiry was not examined fully or properly.
It's been disputed, though, hasn't it, a number of times to say it's ridiculous.
In what way do you mean?
In regards to the impact it could have, a plane going into the nuclear power station just doesn't seem very likely.
It may not seem very likely, which I would agree with, but the actual impact, should it happen, would be catastrophic.
And it closes in 2015?
Which may be extended to 2023. And is a major source of employment.
Peter Hobbs is Chief Executive of the Channel Chamber of Commerce, who joins us live. How urgently needed is this development, in your opinion?
Well, I've been listening very carefully to your debate in the last few minutes, and clearly there's been a strong opposition to the airport, but the area around the marsh, the Romney Marsh, and the coastal district of Shepway, it's a very fragile one, particularly with the recession in the last few years. Jobs, we need them. We've got two closures, as you've said earlier. The two power stations are about to close. The airport in itself is a job opportunity, a work opportunity, but it
people,
will also be an important catalyst for growth.
How much of an attractive proposition is it for people to travel from Lyd to anywhere else?
Ashford is the focal point now for us in Kent. It's a high-speed rail journey. It's only a 30-minute or so journey into central London these days. So one imagines that people using the Lyd Airport in future, whether it's low-cost flights, whether executive jets or freight or whatever, can see access to Ashford being there from the airport to central London.